Katie and Lori, you're from the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center. So go ahead and introduce yourselves and what you do there, and tell me about the Book Arts Center, what you do.
I'm Lori Granger Abdo. I'm the administrative director at the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center. I've been there for 6 years, but the Book Arts Center is celebrating its 15th year this year, so that's a big milestone for us. As the administrative director, I help write grants. I plan educational programming, anything that has to do with keeping us going day to day. I'm one of three employees. We all work part-time, and we also all teach. So we're also instructors for children's programming and adult programming.
I'm Katie Plotty. I'm the studio manager at the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center. I do most of the stuff that's involved with the studio, so I help the interns and guide them through their internships. I hang exhibits, plan the exhibits with Jeff Abshire, our director. I do the website. It's just a general job where anything that comes up, I'll try to fix it.
Two busy people.
Right.
And so tell us more about what is the illustrated accordion. I love that title. It's very intriguing.
So it's an exhibit of accordion books from around the United States and the world. Accordion books are books that are panels that are folded together so they can open up like a poster, which makes them really great for display. We have lots of book displays at the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center throughout the year, but a book on a pedestal that's a traditional book is hard to look at. You know, they're meant to be touched.
Yeah.
So having it on display is really tempting to people to touch and feel. But the accordion books are perfect because you can display them open. People can see all the sides of them.
And I was just thinking, when you pull it out, there's no print on the other side?
So some of them are. We have a pretty broad definition of an accordion book. So there's different styles that fit within there. And some of them have images and text just on one side. Some have both sides. Some open all the way around and are tied together at the end. So they make like a carousel. And we also include tunnel books, which are books that have basically two accordions that are glued together with pieces of panels in between them. So you can look through it like a tunnel.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So
I'm trying to visualize that.
Yeah. If people have seen the pop-up book version of Alice in Wonderland,
oh, okay.
There's one where you can pull up and look down as she's falling through the rabbit hole, and that's
Ooh.
A tunnel book.
Oh, very neat. What is the history of an accordion book? Is this something that's been around for a long time, or?
That's a good question. Some really early book forms were pieces of palm leaves that were put together that are sort of the same idea. Instead of having a codex, they're individual panels that are kind of strung together.
But, so they've been around a long, long time.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
The interpretation on most of the books we get, though, obviously are very modern interpretations of that. And
yeah.
We do our best to display them if they are two-sided so that you can walk around them and see both sides. If it's just a one-sided book, they would go on a shelf that's on the gallery wall instead of in the middle of there, of the space. But some of them are, you know, the variety of work that we get is just huge. There's letterpress books with some illustration. There's some that are calligraphic with, you know, random line marking. There's some that are very abstract, some that are telling a story. It really is a huge variety of work and skill level.
Sounds very much like they're both visual and literary art.
Yeah, I would say they tend towards visual, which I guess is encouraged by the name Illustrated Accordion. But we've had beautiful ones that were just all text. Big variety.
And who has historically participated in this? How did you start this particular event?
We started 12 years ago, and it was mostly local people at the time. It's always been open to anyone. So students, professional artists, people that just like to make books once in a while, they all can enter. And everything's accepted. So at first we started, and we had a small group of people, but then we've advertised to more like forums online where there's Ladies of Letterpress, which is a group of women that do letterpress, hand paper makers, different printmaking groups. And the more we advertised elsewhere, the more we brought in people from all over the country, and we have international books too.
So each year we get anywhere from 50 to 70 books-ish.
Wow. That's nice. Yeah.
And they, as Katie said, they do come from all over the world. And the month of April, in particular, is a really good mail month for us because it's super fun to open the mail.
Yeah, it's super exciting. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. I bet it is. Yeah. And do you open it like an accordion? So what are some of the places across the globe that you've received entries from?
I just had an email this morning from someone from France that's going to want to participate. And we have one from Australia already. Some of those faraway ones, it takes a long time for them to mail over. So it's really great to hear ahead of time. But we've had people from Canada, Mexico, but also Korea, Italy, France,
wow,
Austria,
impressive.
All over. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very impressive. Somebody listening to this goes, ooh, I could make that. How do they participate? How do they get started with this?
If they hear this, they have a little bit of time to make a book. Our deadline is April 24th. So if you have a book made already, it's perfect. But you can probably finish one quickly. Basically, I would just get a long strip of paper and fold it and then think about how you can make it into a book that tells a story or that's opened into a poster.
You know, when I stop and think about it, I think as a kid I used to do something like that. No? You know, when you're first a kid, you start making little books yourself. You might use some thread or something. But I think I seem to remember as a little kid doing the accordion thing. It's kind of natural almost.
Well, I think that's one of the beauties of the accordion book format is that, you know, we get some stunning work in. But if you're not a bookbinder and you're still an artist and you're an illustrator, you love to draw, you love to doodle, you love to write poems, whatever, you can make whatever you do fit the accordion book format because it's a fairly easy structure to create, you know, your first time out. Maybe your folds might be a little wonky, but it can still be done by quite a beginner. Now, of course, the ones that are done by professionals, those are not wonky.
Of course. I'm sure you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting here thinking this would be a fun project to do with my grandchildren.
Oh, totally.
And we teach it to Girl Scout troops, different schools around the area.
So you have classes, workshops for this?
Yes. So we've worked with Western students, and they usually enter the exhibit. The other groups that we work with kind of do it all throughout the year, so they have less of a deadline to come and enter. But Cindy Peters' drawing class has come many years, and they have awesome results.
I bet.
Some of the most beautiful books. One was like a story about a possum, perfectly illustrated with fur as the cover, you know. So just even though they're still students, some of the most amazing books that we've had.
What happens to the books after the exhibit, I wonder? Do the artists just take them away or are they available for sale?
So a lot of the books are available for sale. And after the exhibit is one of the more nerve-wracking times for us because we have to send everything back. So everybody sends, if they're from far away, sends their own postage. We package it up and bring it to the post office.
For all the fun of having opened them.
Yes, then we have to be in the post office for an hour. But the people are super nice at the post office and understand that it's like once a year.
So. Yeah. So aren't there some prizes? And how do you determine a winner for some of this? Who determines and what do you look for?
In the past, I've determined the winner. And I have looked for...
You
something.
Alone, Katie?
Yeah,
wow.
Me alone.
Lots of power.
I was really excited to offer the prize because I thought it would bring more people in.
Yeah.
And I always had a favorite. And then I decided to offer the prize, and it got really difficult to choose which one was the best in show. So I think we always have input from the rest of the staff. Last year, Jen Farrell from Starshape Press won, and it was because her book was pristine. It was a letterpress book where she used letterpress in a really interesting way. So usually it's very rigid and linear. And this has arches and it forms images with little pieces of type that are put together. It was printed perfectly. The subject matter was incredibly moving. And it just shone. It was a beautiful book.
You know, when you mention that, I'm wondering, they must vary in length, too, these accordions, when you pull them out. You must have very short ones and very long ones?
Yes. That book that I was talking about, if we had opened it all the way, it would have been at least 8 feet, I would imagine.
Okay.
And then one that I received 2 days ago from Marianne Riker is about 2 by 3 inches tall, if even that, and it just opens 4 inches, maybe.
Kind of a palm size.
Yes.
I was on a Facebook group page yesterday after advertising, you know, please get your entries in. And the first question was, is there a size limitation? And my response was, no, we've never had a problem yet.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that person had in mind.
Uh-oh.
I do remember, was it last year, we had one book that was probably 1.5 by 8 feet. That was quite large.
Yeah. One of the cool things is that just like a traditional book can sit on a stand, these don't have to be opened all the way. I think the book that Laurie was talking about did have to be displayed very largely, but most of them, you can figure out a different way to display it that shows enough of the book that people get the idea.
And what other events, guest artists, what kind of things? We just missed the edible event that you have every year. You come up with some creative ideas. I think that that one especially has gotten to be a fun thing around town. What other kind of things can bring people to the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center?
Well, Illustrated Accordion will be up for the entire month of May, so please join us during that time frame. We expect this year to have about 1,600 people come through for that show.
What kind of hours do you have, or how often are you
open?
Yeah,
our hours, unfortunately, are not evening or weekend. They're daytime, 10 to 5 kind of hours, but a good share of the people that will be coming through that to see the Illustrated Accordion this year are students through the KRESA EFA program. So we're
Slip in over your lunch hour.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're very excited to have those that group of kids come in, and then, of course, Art Hop. Beyond that, our summer is often spent with a lot of teaching, so we do have an exhibition up, but nothing specific this summer. Beyond that, looking into fall, given that it is our 15th anniversary, which is kind of a big deal for a city our size to have a book
art
center that has survived, you know, for 15 years with community support, clearly. October is our 15th anniversary, and we're going to be inviting artists that have been part of our exhibition schedule for the last 15 years. Some are local, some are further afield. So that we're very excited about that.
Is that going to be like a reading or another exhibit, or what will that October event be about?
Well, that will be, usually our exhibitions kick off on Art Hop nights, which, of course, are the first Friday of each month. Beyond that, we will be having an event. We don't have a date yet for that.
Okay.
To celebrate the artists and us.
Yeah.
And then in November, we're quite excited about that show as well, and that's David Small's work will be displayed here at Western, which is a big deal, at the Special Collections and at the Book Arts Center, and there will definitely be events associated with that.
What about the two of you, Katie and Laurie? Do you participate yourselves? Do you create books? Or you write books? You illustrate? What do you two do in that sense?
Right. Well, my background is more in the handmade paper realm, and so that's where I started and my love began, and eventually association with the Book Arts Center.
That's a big part of what you do, isn't it? Paper making?
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, the Book Arts Center, we do anything that has to do with a book, which is handmade paper, letterpress, different printing methods, obviously bookbinding, surface design. So I come to it from the papermaking side. Katie's more of a printmaker. But I've kind of gotten beyond that, and if I were to make a book, which I do, usually I make one or two books a year only, and one of them is for Illustrated Accordion. And
you're going to have an entry in there,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I always do.
Do you bribe Katie for the prize? Or?
No.
I'm usually not.
Wouldn't work?
Wouldn't work, and I'm not usually in the top five, I wouldn't guess. But yeah, my work's quite colorful, and it's always nothing like a deadline to get yourself going, and especially to participate in something that's fun and people are excited to see.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I also participate in the Illustrated Accordion every year for the same reason as Laurie. It's great to have a deadline, but I'm a printmaker, like she said. So I do a lot of letterpress and etchings and woodcuts primarily as my work. So
explain letterpress a little bit for some people may not realize what you mean by that.
So letterpress is how words were printed for hundreds of years before there were copy machines and
the
computers.
Individual little blocks of letters.
So when you think about like Gutenberg and the movable type that he invented, that's exactly what we do. So we have little pieces of lead and wood type that we take out of trays, put them together into words and sentences and pages, and then we have different kinds of letterpresses that we use to ink the letters and print the paper.
It's slowing life down in a very fast-paced world. I like that.
Yeah, it's very meditative to be taking the letters out and putting them onto the tray, and very time-consuming to get it to print exactly right. Lots of the time that I spend printing, I'm like, oh, I could be doing something else. But it's like, you know, you need to slow down and get it to look the right way, because otherwise, why go through the time of making it handmade?
Yeah.
And then all the type needs to be put away.
That's not so bad.
Well, thank you so much, both Katie and Lori, for coming in today and telling us about the illustrated accordion.
Thank you.
Thank you.